A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 21st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the pension system in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.bioindebele.com.
Look, I think it's a long overdue move, but it's a good move nevertheless. People do not have faith in the Zim dollar. Actually, the Zim dollar has now been demonetized. So what it means is that there is not going to be any Zim dollar denominated transaction. So it's important also for pensions to also be put into US dollars so that people can have confidence in taking out pensions, that when they retire, they'll be able to have some money to use. The government is clearly clutching at straws. They are trying to do some of these things as confidence-building measures. One of the problems that we've had with the previous commission is that the president receives findings and then he shelves them in his office. And people do not know about some of the findings.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the critical issue of pensions in Zimbabwe.
Indications are that some Zimbabweans whose pensions were eroded by hyperinflation are receiving pensions as low as $2 a month.
Of course, this has prompted President Robert Mugabe to swear in a commission to look into the conversion of pensions and insurance benefits from the Zimbabwe dollar to the United States dollar as pensioners are struggling.
What do you think about these issues? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again,
001-202-619-2077. Yeah. Gibbs, Iwo havachakwanise kuendesa vana kuchikoro kana vana vacho vakundikana kuendawo kuchikoro havachakwanisiwo kunge vachichengeta vabereki vavo. Gibbs.
Yebo hambe zulu kandaba lingalithona njani lapha likhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya thina ngapha ke hayi singani sisatotoba. Ye, lamhlanje udaba esiqoqa ngalo yilolo olwamapentsheni. Sizwa kuthiwa bakhona phela ukuthi nxa imali yabo yakudala nyana ingaphendulelwa isuswa kuma Zimbabwe dollar isiya ku-American dollar. Ibe impondo kuphela. Impondo uyazi baba. $2.
$2.
Yeah. So manje nxa umuntu sele impondo akwazi ukuthi engenzani ngayo. Kuzobuya ukuthi khona manje bakhona blessing abanye abathola $20 ngenyanga. So abanye sebacabanga ukuthi kulokuthi uhambe uyithatha kanye. Sebehamba bayekele inyanga sibe mbili. Ahambe sokuyi $40. Kutsho ukuthi nxa ungavela ugade nge $10 usiya khona ngale usayithatha uyaphenduka endlini sunengaki. No, nothing. Yongezela mali. So sifuna ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu olwama pension. Ngani uyahlupa sibili kakhulu. Ye, nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo nasi nombolo. Lifuna kanye cellphone lakho ngapho. 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, asichobe mfowethu.
And I think we have our first guest, Gibbs. First we have Mr. Percy Mqijo, Zimbabwean worker. Mr. Mqijo, good evening.
Good evening and good evening, listeners, wherever you are.
Thank you so much for joining us. And it has been long since we last spoke to you.
Sure, it has been long. Yes, and things have been happening and things are continue to happen mm-hmm. in our country, Zimbabwe.
Yes, and yes. We hope you'll be able to update us on all those issues. We also have Mr. George Nkiwane, the president of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Mr. Nkiwane, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for being into the program.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think so far those are the two guests that we have. I hope Mr. Abednego Moyo, chairperson of the Railway Pensions Fund, will join us later on. Gibbs.
Certainly. Let's start with you, Mr. Nkiwane. So most workers right now, we know that they're struggling to actually get money from where they're working, but it becomes worse when they leave work. So what is going on right now in terms of their pensions?
Indeed, it's so sad that you work for a long period, assuming that when you go to pension, because previously, and in developed countries, when one is about to go to pension, when you go to pension, you really enjoy life, you enjoy your fruit for your contribution to the economy. And it's so different now in Zimbabwe, in that when you go to pension, you become a destitute. Instead of enjoying your fruit for the past years, for the long years that you worked for as the development of your own country. It's so sad that we have destitute workers who made Zimbabwe what it should have been and what it is now, but they are destitute.
Yeah, we actually have umnumzana ukuthi kuyahlupha ukuthi nxa susuka emsebenzini usithi uyehlala phansi uthole ukuthi imali yakho ayikho. So uthi kwamanye amazwe sibili kuligugu lokuthi nxa usuqeda umsebenzi susiyazidlela imali yakho ukhombe ngophakathi futhi kunjalo.
Let's go back to Mr. Mcijo. What is happening to pensioners that you are interacting with, Mr. Mcijo?
Yes, pensioners that we are interacting with here in Bulawayo really showing a sad story that they are telling, especially when you look at what they are getting and what it means to their lives. Really, people are suffering. It doesn't seem as if they ever worked at all, because they're just like somebody who never, ever worked. Because the pensions that they are receiving are meaningless. Really, people get very lucky for them to sustain their lives. It's very, very unfortunate. Really.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we are talking about pensions or the pension system in Zimbabwe, because ever since Zimbabwe started using multiple currencies, the pensioners were greatly affected because of the conversions of the currencies. And since 2009, insurance firms have been clashing with pensioners and policyholders who are unhappy with the paltry benefits being disbursed to them. Of course, this has prompted President Robert Mugabe to set up a commission to look into the conversion of pensions. Gibbs.
Yes, we're Baba Kolampo Nkiwane. Now, sukangela ke udaba lolu lwama pension ukuthi lina khathesi nxa usebenza ubambelwa imalini, njalo kucatshangelwa ukuthi nxa suqedile umsebenzi uzathola imali emenjani.
Ama-pension lawa babe ayatshiyana. Kunabanye ama-companies abale-pension abayithi i-defined benefits. Then kulenye ekuthiwa i-defined contributions. I-defined benefits ukuthi ama-benefits ngemali ozayithola ngasuya kupension uyabuyazi ungakayi kupension. Amaningi akhona ayebe sithi imali ocina ukuyihola ungakayi kupension yiyo ozayithola ngase kupension. Then i-defined contribution ilothi vona ukuthi uzathola oya kukhona endizeni ngakade indiza ebekwa nje konke nje abalikubutamtshayo njengesebenzi. So la uzathola oya kukhona endizeni kungakanani. So ama-pension lawa ayathiyana, but esikubonayo nje lapha yikuthi okubuhlungu kakhulu kakhulu yikuthi abona ama-pensions wonke lawa alama-properties. And ama-properties ona lawo alethe imali ku-pension fund. Ungathola imali eholwa kunjengama-board members njengabathola njengama-allowances kunde ngama employees ema CEOs ama pension funds nawo kuphosikala inyendo zikambe lekho imali engaka abanika zemali bengathola ibuto
ye ngicela ukuthi ukufake ngesikhiwa nje kwezinto abantu bazwe futhi konapho ukuthi usithe just briefly ba
we generally here in Zimbabwe have two types of pension funds. One is the defined contribution. The defined contribution is a scheme where you, as an employee, you know upfront how much you'll be getting when you go, retire and go on pension. And then over here, the defined contribution. The defined contribution is a tricky one because it disadvantages employees in that you don't know how much you'll get at the time of your retirement, because there is a pot, a fund that is created. It all depends then on what is available on that fund, or in that fund, or in that pot. Then that will be what you'll be getting at the end of each month as a retiree. So we are very much concerned as workers in that all the pension funds do own properties, and the properties do bring in some income that we know very much that in most cases, buildings and properties do not depreciate. They normally appreciate, which means then they have a steady income that they're coming in. What is happening now, if you look at what is the board members and the workers of the pension fund themselves are getting, you know, it's so saddening that those that then brought about that pension, the employees themselves, are not getting anything. They are getting paltry payouts that they don't even deserve to get.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line.
Regai tiende kune vateereri. Chotanga namukoma Wilson vari ku South Africa. Makadi mukoma Wilson?
No, tiri nani makasimba here vafu.
Aiwa tiripo. Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa ndiye mapenjeni kana kuti yemudyandigere. Munoonawo sei zviri kuitika munyika medu?
Munozama vafu zviri kuitika munyika medu mukomo. Zvikunishamisa dzikozi handisinyatsoziva kuti $20 iri kutaurwa iyi ndo mari dzinowanikwa nemapenjeni yaesera handisinyatsonzwisa ipapa musandanyatsoenda mberi zvako
vakawanda vacho nekuti makambani kaya emainsurance vamwe vacho vaiti mari dzedu dzakazorohwa neinflation nekudaro ndo mari dzatiri kukwanisa kuti tinge tichipa vanhu vamwe havasi kutowana mari yacho
vamwe vasi kutomboiwana zvamuchose chokwadi pakaoma chokwadi inini pakadaro hei ndiutadza kuti ndendiutanyatsotadza kunzwisa kuti mari idzi $20 ndo dziri kupiwa one kana kuti dzakasiyana nekuda kwemadhipatimendi nekuda kwelokuzenini kwebasa raunosevenza wako kuti nezvawaiwanawo through mapakages ako so ndopaisanyapenesinyatsonzwisisa ipapapo but anyway kana uri kunzi uri kuwana $20 still zvakangoomera munhu wese muzimbabwe especially mapenjeniers iyaya so handotoona kuti ha kungoraramawo nenyasha but pakaoma chokwadi
saka imimi kwamunoshanda zvinofamba sei panyaya yepension
no ndiri kuno kusouth africa zvangu no tiri kuitawo mainformal jobs aya nyaya dzemapension hatii tiri wanhuwo wamwana wanogarwa tisinawo tirisi kushanda tisina chimapemiti saka hatitombori naidea yezvekuti zvinoitika sei saka ndatongorwadzirwa ndichingonzwa kuti kuti wakamboshanda uchisevha kana kuti hurumende uchisevha kana kuti muhurumende kana uchisevha kambani yawaisevha then at the end of the day wakunzwa kuti unopiwa $20 wapa mudyandigere unoite ne $20
asi hazviri mukoma uso nazvina hazvo basa kakuti muri muinformal sector munofanira kuisa akaimwe mudura mbichana muri kuita here izvozvo
ya zvemudura of course yes zvinotinetsei hazvo but ida marakanaka zvemudura zvinotinetsei but ya kuzvitaura tinozvitaura but kuzviimplimenta manje ndopane nyaya tirikuzamawo padikidiki patinokwanisawo kuti tinge tichizviita izvozvizvo but otherwise baba zvakaoma handiri kunyepa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma uso nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
okay no ndatenda zvikuru ndafara kupinda muchirongwa nhasi handiti ka
aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu
aiwa ndatenda chaizvo handiti ka
tinotenda zvikuru
thank you very much
tinotenda regai tiende kuzambia uko kuna mukoma chamu muri bwanje
tiripo makati henyu baba
aiwa tiripo kuri sei kuzambia
tirimo murodhi imomo tiri pakazungula apa pabhodha apa kuenda ku South Africa
muri kudraivha magonyeti here
hongu baba
good ndichazotsvaga nhamba yenyu ndozokufonerai futi pane nyaya yandiri kumboda kubvunza kumagonyeti
aiwa zvakanaka
right nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa imukoma chamu yemapension kuti hazvina kumira zvakanaka
zvinorwadza mukoma muri kuona madhara edu ka akakontributa sereki panyaya dzemapension vachiri kuseenza iye manje kuti vachiende kunotora mari vari kuhora ma $5.
Mhm.
Saka zvinhu zvekuti bata zvekuti tatoshaya kuti toitawo sei, mari dzavakakontributa hadzina kumbobvira kana dzambomachuwa here kana kuti tizive kuti zviri kumbofamba sei tatozvitadza.
Mhm. Vaishanda kupi?
Vaishanda kukambani inonzi CSC.
CSC, ndaiziya iyi pamba ine hwani yedu pamarondera apa cold storage.
Ndiyoyo chaiyo chaiyo baba.
Mhm.
Vakangobuda kungofamba, vakangobuda vachingofamba kutange murayi kubva kudhibha. Munozva munhu kana uchibva kudhibha kana iri nguve yenhingirini yemashanga chambhoko unongobvisa mutoki wacho unokanda kuchambhoko wesa muhomwe. Wosvika pamba uchingofamba kudai.
Yeah.
Akaita mugara iwawo.
Asi hapana nhingirikiri chavakawana.
Hapana, hapana kana.
Pane dambudziko. Saka tinofunga kuti amheno pada komisheni yaumbwa iyi inogona kunge ichivabatsirawo kuti vaone mari dzavo nekuti zvinhu zvacho zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka semataurira amuri kuita.
Aiwa, dai tatovabatsira nokuti zveshuwaka vatochembera vapa musha manje kuti vaone chekutanga kuti voita zvipi. Isu tisita kutongorwisa kuti madhara aite sei aone chikafu aone sei. Hazvinhu zvekuti basa.
But ko pakambani pamuri kusenza waimi mukoma chamu pakamira sei? Zvinofamba sei panyaya yepenjeni?
Isusu hapana pensheni iripo pakuti handi munozva mashandiro ekuti voenda kusouth africa pazvine uvo ndivo unotoita pensheni yako wega.
Asi muri kuisa here paside?
Ndozvati kutoita kakutorwisa kusouth paside kuenda ngandakudzoko kumusha ndoona kuti ndotangirawo papi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma chamu, asi kukwimbisa kwandaita tichazokufonerai zvakare.
Zvakanaka.
Anopera chirongwa chino ichi.
Aiwa, zvakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Gibbs, you heard from our listeners there. First, with Wilson in South Africa. Wilson says he was actually flummoxed or surprised that some people are getting $20. And he's saying he's in the informal sector. And of course, I asked him if he's saving just something for the future. And he says he's trying, but it's very difficult. But he's saying this issue is really worrying and disturbing. And lastly, we had Mkoma Chamu. He's a truck driver, and he says his father worked for the cold storage commission. I think later on it was called the cold storage company.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
I know we had one in Marondera growing up, and he's saying that his father is getting only $5. He's now retired. He's living in their rural home. And he's really struggling, and he's hoping that these mistakes that have been made will be corrected.
I still remember the CSC at its headquarters in Bulawayo.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And
back
we used
in the
to
day.
Buy a lot of stuff there, you know, offals,
exactly.
All those kind of things.
Mangina.
Yeah, nginas, and you call it. And that's when I started knowing some of the meat cuts.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Loin,
yeah.
You know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
But in our location, we used to buy certain other things.
I know.
Yes. So I think we've got JJ on the line. Baba JJ, falakazela kunjani baba?
Yaphila singakuza wena bhuti.
Ngisiphilile. Bwanji, uri banji?
Ndiri bwino, inoyo.
Ngiyaphila, siphili kakhulu. Mbomba, imbomba zikakamuzu zinjani khonapho?
Okay, right.
Yes, kuluma ngodaba lo mapentsheni. Siyakwazi ukuthi kula bantu abaningi sibili abasebenza eZimbabwe, abavele eMalawi. Uyakuhlangana labo khonapho, bale mali yabo bayithola yini?
Kula yi-same issue leyo ezininzi ka-East Africa, kula. Zabe imali ezincane kakhulu, futhi nje angikwazi ukuthi bakwenzelani ngoloko ngoba abantu basafa kakhulu. Bayakhonona kakhulu abantu ukuthi kuloko kwenza kanjani. Into engayithanga kufanele ukuthi beviswe imali evalo efanele ukuthi ibe ifit imali engabe yafit imali yale. Yeah.
So kodwa nxa ubona abantu ababesebenza ezimayini kakhulu, siyakwazi sibili bakhona bavele eMalawi, kanti singaphu seplanta hanjo.
Hayi, lapha ngisebangula ensanje.
Ensanje, so khonapha ensanje siyakwazi bakhona. Uyakuhlangane labo sibili ubabona ukuthi number njalo nxa ubakhangele ubona ngani impilo yabo injani khonapho.
Ayijabulisi la ungayibona sibili wakwanisa ukumangala ukuthi abantu laba bevele wanela sibili njengesikhalizana isekusakhonywa. Lawo mangala igala even inkomo eyi-1 indlu ohlela kuyo ejani umangala ukuthi ah umuntu lo umuntu hawe hambe sivile mayini eZimbabwe kwakuduma phela ngalo ukuthi umuntu nqa ivela khona ngale ubisa something ukuthi ungahawuye light yeah
so khona phe malawe ke lapho senza khona lithola ipension ezinjani
hayi inengi sivile nqa ungilokhu zeni akwasuthi kwa ngo-teacher akwasuthi kuba ipension ibe yilokhu zeni two million, 1 million, now local the new major street. Yes, because it's my 9 years. Sometimes 9 million, Sometimes it depends on my good old saying, it's cutting Ganan.
What
is cutting in Malanconia Quera?
Yeah, Lapa Schoolman, a Malawin Quacha, right?
Malawin Quacha. We have to convert to a 500. Mapolisa, I think I'm preparing cool it.
I would say what which I'm not going to see about cool baba.
Okay, I'm going to go to putting.
Yes,
okay.
No, isn't the very sacos perfect? What could it have one gone?
You could have opened a while.
Ah,
Juve,
yes, I want a pillow.
Malunga, I'm with Jackson.
How would Jackson Malunga spoke them nums and spoke their cool?
Okay, Yami of our cool to Juve.
No, I'm looking about. Yeah, so this guy says he grew up in Jube, in Bulawayo. Yeah. It's not Makala. Blessing. Your development is getting worse. You know, Makala Kukwini is a cell phone. Mkukwini means a house that is not a proper house, right? Yeah, so you're trying to say Mkukwini, right?
No,
Makaleku is a phone.
No, that place where you remember where there were those beds.
Yeah,
what's that suburb called?
Where is that?
In Makokova, not Makokova.
Makandeni.
Okay.
All right. I think the only township that you know in Bulawayo maybe is one of the eastern suburbs.
Oh, I know everything.
All right. Okay, yeah, I understand. So what
from Magwegwe to Keta to Idemi.
Yeah, good. So, anyway. So Falakazela was really saying that you know, a lot of people that were working in Zimbabwe were Malawians, you know. They came back home empty handed. And he says, you know, it was of great pride for somebody to go and work in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still remember seeing Malawians in Kwanda.
Exactly, Zambians. Yeah, Mozambicans.
That's all right, yeah.
Everyone.
So, so I think at one stage you could hear them saying, Nzochokela kunyomba.
Yeah.
You know, saying, Ukopek.
Kumuz.
Kumuz, yeah. So at the end of the day, I think they were great people and they worked so hard, but they're back home with nothing.
Yeah.
So he says some don't even have a single cow. They don't have nothing, you know, houses, nothing. So, this is going to get 40 go to South Africa. Kulangale eslom nuns and a kona undugu, e babandugu, unhaunjan.
Gracias, Peter Nzan.
Hi, Spirit and Dugu. So, I was telling a pension lap. When I ugwe wa sebenza ezibabu?
I ezibabu angzang seven. The what to put on the students are connected mind up. I even by chick with mine.
Oh, if my chick with Tuzan Lankai appeal.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, I could spoke me the pension in Kuran.
Ah, the Zanga Pumena, I pension.
Wahambajan.
ngazi ukuthi wahamba njani into engimangazayo ngithi lapha kule mine pension fund yakhiswe ama-complex angazi ukuthi waye bengenamali kanti imali zabo zasebenza ukuyakha amanye ama-complex lapha entumbane nalenye esiharare yangwa-complex so angazi but usibaleni uyayithola lapho ngoba nayo besebenza kwenye imine abathi freedom mine yeah, mine is E1.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and well, $60 a month for a month. Yeah.
So what do I told us if we are in the Suta Hambe, Conor Kwanda? I told you, I will inquire and Kubenjan.
Yeah, and what I told every month, would it transport to where Conan Jing on over $3 or $4 lapho uhamba noku $8 uhamba noku boya.
Oh yeah, so uthe uthola $60 ngenyanga, eh?
Yeah, uthi uthola $60 a month.
So umne wenu ongatholi lutho wenzani khona manje?
Ah, khona manje ngoba lana indawo abantu bayenza umkute nje bathi umkute lapha egangeni. Yeah, into nje abantu abaningi abaphila ngayo. Kodwa abaningi nje abantu abangatholi lutho engibazi ababesebenza kuzo lezi ezimayi. Yeah.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ke mnumzana Nduku. Kukhona okunye ongaphonga ukuthi uphostela nje kancane lapha Friday phela.
Yeah, hayi mina ngiyababingelela nje zonke izihlobo zami ezilapha eZimbabwe. Kodwa ngapha eSouth Africa ngiyamangala ngoba kulezinto ezinjengabo Provident Fund, amakhampani abahambisa khona kulanye amakhampani ama-insurance. Uma uphuma emsebenzini kule mali nje, isihamba semali sokusithola.
Ah, siyezwa kakhulu mnumzana. Sibongile Nduku ba.
Yeah.
Enduku siyabonga.
Ah, siyabonga ama-Sondebele.
Yeah, ngudube uGibbs here. So, according to... Yes, according to Mr. Nduku, you know, he has got a brother who was working at Vumachigo Mine, who got out with nothing from there. And then he has got a brother-in-law who was at Freda Mine. These mines are owned by the same company. So then he says his brother-in-law is getting $60 a month, so he pays about $2 or $3 to go and access that kind of money.
Yeah.
So he says the brother is now a gold panner, like, you know, all other people that didn't get their pensions. And then he says in South Africa, there are certain pension schemes that people can access. And he says it's easier there than in Zim right now.
Mr. Mkwijo, what can be done to cushion the pensioners from this? This has really reached the crisis levels.
Yes, I think the government should come up with a scheme to try and assist the pensioners. Because as you are aware, they are not getting much from their pensions, you know. So I believe that at the moment, for those that are already on pension, something must be done. The government must go back to the pension, I mean, insurance companies that were administering these pensions and try to force these insurance companies to increase the payouts, because to me $20 is absolutely nothing. It's meaningless. And then that would probably assist, you know, our pensioners so that they get something that is meaningful. And probably for those who are still at work at the moment, I think what needs to be done is that the government should come up with a policy. There has to be a pension fund policy that the government should run, and that policy should be formulated through the tripartite negotiating forum.
Thank you. Hold that thought. Mr. Mkwijo, hold that thought. We'll come back to you. It's an interesting concept that you are discussing there, and I think we'll discuss it even further. Mkoma Simon, Rambai Muriparunari, Mr. Nkiwane and Mr. Mkwijo, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.